Like I say, we're glad to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Appreciate each and every one of you that's here in our midst today. Trust and pray that the Lord will bless you. Tonight have a service the Lord be pleased with. You're going to turn your Bibles this morning to that of the book of St. Mark. The fifth chapter. St. Mark, the fifth chapter. Very familiar scripture that we're going to read. Most of you have heard it, read and preached on. We're going to start with the first verse. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. He besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea, and they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. They came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. They began to pray him to depart out of their coast. When he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that that was what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. He cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. When he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is, being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Now, maybe correctly reading this, reading the entire chapter of the fifth chapter, the book of St. Mark. Very, very familiar scripture. Probably some of these things, all three as far as that goes, has probably been spoken on many, many be the time. Don't know altogether what we'll do or what we'll say, but I want to leave something with you this morning, God being our helper. The Bible says in this chapter, we know that he first come upon that of Legion, which was full of devils, possessed with devils, and brethren, and they was a people that was afraid of Legion. They didn't want him around, and they had done all that they could for this man. And the Bible said that he had his dwelling among the tombs and among the mountains, and he cut himself, and he carried on sort of like a wild man, sort of what I'd say. But nonetheless, when the scripture says when he saw Jesus, then he went to him and he talked to Jesus, my friend, but he didn't talk to him about being healed. He talked to him about not sending them out of the country, which was that of the devils. They didn't want to be cast out, my friend, of this man out in the country. They'd rather have been in the swine, and that's so they asked that. They pleaded for that. I want to talk to us this morning, God being our helper. There's three things in this scripture that the Lord had done, my friend. He had took care of this man called Legion. The Bible says that he was found at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. So you think about that. And then as soon as he left this place, there's one come that said his daughter, in other words, Jairus' daughter, said she is sick. She's at the point of death. And brethren, he said, I'll go with you. And as he went with him, there's another, my friend, that said, if I can just touch his clothes. She didn't talk to Jesus. She didn't tell somebody she was going to Jesus. But brethren, she said, if I can just touch his clothes, said, I'll be made whole. Brethren, she believed that. And brethren, Jairus had to believe that God was able to take care of that of his daughter. And Legion had to believe that he took care of his problem. So in all three, they had to believe. I want to talk to us this morning, God being our helper, my friend. I'd like to let you know that God just don't heal the sick. Think about it. My friend, he don't just heal that of the sick, that of the natural sickness. Brethren, there's a spiritual sickness that needs to be healed in most folks today. Most certainly are. There's things, my friend, I'll just be quite frank with you. I believe these folks in the same shape, brethren, as this man Legion. Yes, sir, in this day and in this hour of which we living in. And I'll be honest with you, my friend, I don't think man has the power, but I believe God has the power, brethren, to change their life. Yes, he does. They've got to be a change. They're going to be a change. Brethren, there's no way, brethren, that men can live without God and make it to heaven. There's no way. My friend, the Bible said there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, except at the name of Jesus. I want you to know that he healed the sick, but he just didn't heal that of the sick today. The Bible says, my friend, that there were many things that Jesus done while he's on the face of this earth. There's many things, my friend, that he done that man didn't believe he is able to do. And I want you to realize he ain't able to do it in unbelief today. You have to believe. You must believe. You've got to believe. Yes, sir. I don't know about you. They sang a song several years ago. It's still out. They don't sing it very much, but said that he's done a miracle in me. He's done a miracle in me. You may not see it, but brethren, being born to death, thank God it's a miracle today. Something you can't do. Something man can't do. You know, Legion, I believe they done everything they could for him. No doubt. No doubt. He lived with them devils. Yes, he did. Possessed. Brethren had no peace. Brethren had nothing that he can hold on to that would help his situation. Brother, but Jesus fixed it all, my friend. Do you know he can still fix it all? Yes, he can. He can still fix it all. He can fix that, my friend, that needs fixing. Yes, he can. If men, women, boys, and girls would just allow him to. Brethren, I'm persuaded this morning that we're living in a day and we're in a time, brethren, that man don't think he needs help today. He don't think that Jesus can move like he did in olden time. He don't think, my friend, that it takes that of the Lord's touch, brethren, to change the heart of a man. But it does. Yes, it does. They might be some things that you've run across, and they might be some things that you've done that triggered some things. But I'll guarantee you, they ain't nothing like the hand of God, brother, that can save today. There's nobody can save you. Not like him. Not like him. There's things, my friend, that God wants me and you, brethren, to believe. Yes, he does. Believe. Why, preacher, if I don't see it, I don't believe it. My friend, you'll never walk by faith. You know that? You'll never walk by faith. There's a lot of things, brethren, you have to believe. Thank God, just because God said he would take care of it. He knows how. Yes, he does. He knows how. Brethren, that ain't all. The Bible teaches us, my friend, that he has his way in the whirlwind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He don't just heal the sick. He don't just raise the dead. He don't just cast out the demons. My friend, he takes your life and he changes it, turns it upside down, brother, in a right direction this morning. Yes, he does. David said, he brought me also up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock. Thank God. He put a song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Thank God, that's what God can do for you. He don't just heal the sick. He just don't make the blind, physically blind, to see. Did you know that a blind man can learn to live in this world? Yes, he can. A blind man. I'd hate to know, brethren, that I was blind, but I'll tell you something, my friend. I lived by a man that was blind, and he couldn't see. Brethren, I don't know whether it's just by reason of age or whatever, but I'll tell you one thing. He knows, brethren, where he lives, and he knows how to do things just because he'd already done them. I've seen him sharpen axes, yes, sir, on an old grinder. Yes, sir. I've seen him catch a chicken. Yes, sir. Wring his neck. Cut his neck off. Defeather him. Thank God, bring him back in the house. Glory, you listen to me. Brother God can do all things if you'll let him. If you'll just believe in him. Yes, sir. He's still making the blind to see. Do you know that? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I'm going to be honest with you this morning, my friend. There's a lot of things that the Lord would do in this day. Yes, sir, in mine and your day. Brethren, but it takes, you know what it takes? It takes men and women believing in God this morning. When Legion heard that Jesus was there, he went to him. Did he not? He went to him. Brethren, he had a problem. They sang the old song, I got a problem I can't solve. Yes, sir. He went to him. Thank God. Jairus, my friend, he believed in Jesus. Yes, he did. Had he not believed in Jesus, he never would have went to him. Brethren, he went and found him. Did he not? And he said, come. He said, my daughter's at the point of death. I want you to know, my friend, that I don't think that Jairus had any unbelief in him at this time. Brethren, I believe he knowed that Jesus, if he could just get Jesus to his daughter, everything would be all right. She was still living when he left. Yes, sir. But then the Bible says that certain came. And they said, your daughter's died. She's dead. Huh? Why troubleth you the master anymore? Brethren, I'll tell you, he don't care if you are dead this morning. He'll bring you alive. Thank God if you'll just believe in him. These folks, my friend, that used to be alive, and it looks like they're about half dead. 3/4 dead, 99% dead. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, I'll tell you, you know what the Bible says about us? He said, you're a precious stone, lively stones. Glory to God. You're a chosen generation. Thank God you'll act like it sometime. Yes, sir. There are sayings that Jesus would do. In mine, in your life. Yes, they are. There's things that Jesus wants to do. I believe that with all my heart. Brethren, the Bible says when he looked out over Jerusalem, he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killest them. Did you know that Jesus and God themselves, brethren, know the hearts of the Jew? They know. He looked out. He said, and how oft I'd have gathered thee together. How often I'd have just gathered thee together as a hen does her brood. And ye would not. And ye
would not. Reckon where the problem falls. Huh? Reckon where the problem falls. If the Lord, my friend, and Jesus want to gather them together, and brethren, they would not gather together. They would not of his laws. They would not pay a man to Jesus. And my friend, he left their house desolate unto them. Yes, he did. He don't just heal the sick. He is bruised, brother, for us. Yes, sir. He was smitten, mocked, spit upon, ridiculed. Yes, sir. My friend, and they put him to death, supposedly put him to death. But brethren, he said, you cannot take my life. He said, I've got the power to lay it down and to bring it back up again. Yes, sir. Wonder what the Lord wants to do for you. Wonder what the Lord wants to do for us. You say, preacher, I've got an infirmity, and he said that he would take our infirmities. He has taken our infirmities. Brethren, our infirmities, brethren, that he is talking about, ain't talking about us having a backache or a toe ache or some bad disease wrong with us. Brethren, that comes under all men. Yes, it does. You may not be facing, my friend, that of what somebody else is facing, but brethren, we all have things come our way. Yes, we do. And I'll promise you one thing. That ain't altogether. Not that God can't take care of them things. And I'll say this, brethren, God can take care of. God can still heal. Brethren, that he can bind up the broken heart and thank God, but he much rather save you. Yes, sir. He'd much rather that you come to him. Well, preacher, he knows my situation. He'd much rather that you come to him. Do you think he knowed this woman? Huh? Bible said that she said, when she left, she said, if I can just touch his clothes. If I can just touch his clothes. I'm going to tell you something. She touched more than his clothes. Yes, sir. She got a hold. Why, preacher, she just touched the hem of his garment. That might have been all. Thank God physically. But brethren, the Spirit, thank God, moved Jesus. Yes, sir. He asked his own disciples. They said, who touched me? Huh? Huh? They looked about like we do sometimes, said, Master, they all around you. What do you mean? Who touched you? Huh? Brethren, they might have rubbed up against him, but they didn't touch him. No, sir, they wasn't but one touched him. Yes, sir. And you know what? When she touched him, thank God, virtue went out. Brethren, and her belief in Jesus made her whole this morning. Made her whole. I wonder this morning. I don't know what you need. I really don't. I don't know what's upside down in your life. You say, preacher, you think there's something going on. There's things most of the time going on. Yes, they are in people's lives. I don't know where you've ever come to the place that you didn't know what to do, or actually, my friend, didn't know what to say or which way to go. But I'll tell you one thing. He knows which way to go. Yes, he does. He knows how to lead you. He knows how to guide you. Yes, sir. That ain't all, my friend.
He can take you in the palm of His hand. Thank God that He can wrap His loving arms around you. And thank God, take care of all your problems.
He can do it. He can do it. I don't know what the Red Sea in your life is. I don't. I don't know what the mountains, my friend, mean to you all around you. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. He can calm the stormy sea. Yes, He can. Not just physically. Brethren, He can calm that troubled soul in your life. These folks in this world, my friend, that need the Lord. Yes, sir, they need the Lord. They need to know Him. They need to know Him as their personal Savior. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I've heard about Him. That ain't going to get it. No, sir, that ain't. Why, I wonder sometimes, my friend, there's never been a moment in my life that I can't remember that I believe that Jesus was the Son of God. I believe that just as long as I can remember. But brethren, that didn't save me. I had to be saved when God pricked my heart. Amen. Yes, sir. There's things, my friend, that Jesus will do for you. Sin for Jesus. Huh? Sin for Jesus. Ain't that what Mary and Martha done? They said, send for Jesus. Huh? Our brother's sick. He is sick. He is sick, all right. He is fixing to die. Yes, sir. He was deathly sick. Rather than we sent for the Lord, but we ain't heard nothing out of Him. Huh? He is on His way. Yes, He was. He is on His way. Brethren, when He went to that of Lazarus, my friend, how many others did He help before He got there? Bible says also that they was them that had followed the Lord, my friend, and there was about 5,000. He looked out and He had compassion upon them. And told His disciples, He said, you tell them to sit down. And they sat down in companies of about 50. And one of them spoke up and said, why, Lord, 200 pennyworth of bread would not feed this crowd. Yes, sir. And He said, what have you got? What have you got? Brethren, they had 2 little loaves and fishes. 5 little fishes and 2 little loaves. Glory! Glory! Brother, that He fed 5,000! Preacher, this ain't no fairy tale this morning. It's the truth. It's the truth. Well, preacher, I believe all them old Bible stories. How much you believe them? Huh? How much you believe them? You don't think God can move in your life? You don't think God can change things in your life? Brethren, He can change them in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. He can change them. He can move. He can move men and women in this day just like He did in yesteryear. But you're going to have to believe. You gotta believe. There's some things, my friend, that I wonder if we really realize what the Lord really done when He saved us. What He really done for us when He saved us. We cannot. You cannot. I cannot. Not anybody living in this world, brethren, that can redeem themselves or save themselves from the fallen state of which they're in. They can't do it. It took the blood of Jesus to save me and you. It takes the blood of Jesus to save me and you, does it not? Rather than these things this morning, I don't know. I know it's been maybe a little bit of a strange thought in one sense of the way, but I just want you to know that He don't only heal the sick. He don't only raise the dead. He don't only, my friend, just cast out the devils. You can believe it or not, my friend, but those devils was what was speaking unto Jesus. They knew. There was one place He run across a demonic man, and they said, why have you come, my friend, to do away with us before our time? Why have you come, my friend? It ain't time for you. It ain't time for our destruction. And brethren, they found out real quick He had the power to destroy them. Yes, sir. I wonder this morning, my friend, what has He done for you? What has He done for you? Preacher, I believe this and I believe that. And I just believe that that helped me and this helped me. There's liable to be a lot of things that'll help you. But brethren, there ain't but one that can deliver you. Yes, sir. I mean deliver you. Brethren, there's nothing in this world, my friend, any better than Jesus Christ. There's nothing in this world, my friend, that's any more important, brethren, than you, my friend, getting acquainted with Jesus. Thank God before it's too late. Before you leave this world. Preacher, you don't think that God's going to have mercy on me? I believe I can preach to you that He's having mercy on you right now. I believe that I can say that He's extended a hand of mercy unto you right now. I don't know your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. Brethren, I don't know what you believe. There's a lot of things. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's folks, my friend, believing things today that I never did think would happen. Yes, sir. Never did think would happen. Never did think, my friend, that men and women, my friend, would get to the point as it was already been said. Thank God this morning, but I want you to realize, my friend, just because everybody's getting by, thank God, don't you forget that they got an answer to God. The Scripture says, because that judgment is not speedily executed, it's fully set in the hearts of men to do mischief. Yes, sir. Fully said in the hearts of men. Well, that ain't got by. You don't know that. He don't just heal the sick. He don't just raise the dead. I'm talking naturally. But spiritually speaking, He will heal your condition. Yes, sir. And He will raise you from the dead. Yes, He will. Thank God. There's not, my friend, to be dead anymore, but thank God to live. That's what He wants you to do, is live. Did you know He said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly? Thank God. He wants you to have more than what you've got this morning. There's some things, brethren. You say, preacher, I don't believe in that old
that old way. Well, you can call it old way if you want to. But the truth of it is, it's the only thing that'll bring you to the new way. Yes, it is. It's the only thing. The only way, my friend, out of this world to make it to heaven is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to believe that He is the Christ. He is the Anointed One. Thank God. And He is. There ain't another. I can't say that enough today. Brethren, there's not another way been made nor ever will be. We sang a song out of the church hymnal, number 66, I believe it is. There's only one way to the pearly gate. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I don't even know that song. You might ought to know the songwriter. You might ought to know him, my friend, that can save your soul. Then, thank God, there'll be some of these old Christian, these old way songs that'll stick with you. Do you know that? Do you know that? I'm not down in anything. I'm the same way about a lot of things, and I don't turn it off every time that I hear a contemporary song. Some of them has got some meaning to them. Yes, sir. Some of them. Yes, sir. Thank God. I ain't so ignorant, my friend. I don't know when the Lord's in something. Do you know that? There's a lot of people, my friend, that just needs to know the Lord. You need to let Jesus come in. Thank God. You need to let Him, thank God, clean the house. Thank God you'll hate what you was. There's a songwriter, he got a song out, says, I'm not the man that I was. I'm not the man that I was. Huh? Now, I didn't do that. I didn't do that personally. No, sir. He done it. But I'll tell you what, He expects me to keep this man. Yes, He does. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, not so. Yes, sir. There's some things me and you got to do, but listen. Listen. He'll keep that. Thank God that He saved until the day of redemption. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know your heart this morning. I don't. I'll be quite frank with you. There's a lot of things I'd like to get around to. A lot of things come my way about this message, but I'm not going to get there. Not going to worry too much about it. Brethren, but I'll promise you this one thing. You can't do wrong by doing right. Oh, what do you mean? You can't do wrong by doing right. Just do right. You know what? When the Lord gets a hold of you, then you'll actually know what right is. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. It's just not a face. It's just not a put-on, my friend. I'll tell you, when the Lord comes into your life and you're a different man, brethren, when you get up and when you went down, then you'll realize what Jesus can do for you. For you. Yes, sir. For you. There's people in this world, don't get me wrong. There's people in this world that's got some great testimonies, my friend,
Lord. I'll tell you, you wouldn't want the Lord to show you how bad you are. Do you know that? They sang a song that says, Lord, let me see the need of every man. And I thought about that. I wouldn't want to do that. No, sir. I wouldn't want to see the need of every man. Why, preacher? It'd drive me crazy. It would. It'd drive me crazy. It would. I'd try to fix it off.
Yes.
Try to fix it. And you can't do it. You can't do it. I don't know this woman. Listen, he may have not raised you naturally. He may have not have got the demons out of your life naturally.
Yeah.
He may have not have, my friend, healed you of your issue or your plague or whatever it was. He may have not have done those things naturally speaking. But I'll promise you this morning, he's done all three of them spiritually.
Amen.
And he's done all three of them. And brethren, you didn't even recognize he was working in your life. Yeah. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. I believe God does things a lot of times, and we never see them. We never see them. Come and get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart. This morning, I don't know what you stand in need of. I really don't.
I've give you what I had, and I want you to realize this morning, brethren, that there's not anything. It asked the question several times. It's over in the Old Testament. It says, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" Is there anything? I worked with a man for several years. I talked to him quite often. He had been to Vietnam. He had killed men on the battlefield. And if he said it once, he said it 100 times. A lot of times when we'd be back there, he said, Lord, won't save me. His name was Tommy. I said, Tommy, I said, just what makes you think that? He said, I said, but. I said, yeah, but I believe the Lord looks at things different, don't you? I said, just read a little in the Old Testament. About the battles and all that went on and some of those men. I said, Tommy, if you'll come to the place of where you can pray between you and God, I said, God save you.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Well, I don't believe it. I said, you're going to have to. You're going to have to. It's going to take you believing God that he'll overcome. He'll overcome anything. You know, when the Lord looks at us, my friend, he sees a sinner. He sees a sinner. But he sees a sinner that needs him. He does. He needs him. Don't need to worry about all that you've done. You know, most of the time people get in this altar and they think they've got to give God every little old thing that they have. The truth of it is, just give it all. You give it all. You ain't going to get it from him until you give it all.
Amen.
But my friend, it don't have to be out of mouth. No, sir, he already knows it.
Amen.
Yes, he does. The hardest thing for us to overcome before we get saved is us.
Amen.
Us, my friend.
Dealing, my friend, and it's probably to be a hard road. Preacher, there's a difference. There is. There's a difference. I don't know. I've said many a time this morning, I don't know your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. You may think that your situation and your problem is beyond help. You may think, my friend, that the things that you have done or the things that you are facing are so terrible that the Lord can't help you with them. I'll say it again, in unbelief, He can't help you. He can't help you if you're just full of doubt. Well, I doubt He'll ever save me. Well, I doubt it too. Just to be honest with you. But God will save them that believe. Them that believe upon Him at His word. And now, just to be honest with you, church, I believe He's able to do it today.
Yeah.
Don't you? Today. This day. Yes, sir. Don't wait any longer. Just come while that Spirit bid you. While the door's open. While think about that. While the door's open. Just come. I don't read any word in the Scriptures. It don't get into a bunch of detail. I doubt that Jonah and his family was the only ones that seen that that door was open. And oh, I doubt. You ever thought about that? Ain't nobody walk on it. Huh? Ain't nobody get on it. They thought it's crazy. I believe they thought he had lost his mind. Brother, 7 days they had entered the animals and all in that ark. And on the seventh day, he told Moses to come in. Jonah, I'll get you right. No. No. But he told him to come in. Think about it. He went in. When he told Noah to come in, you know what it started doing? Right. But God shut the door.
Yeah.
I don't believe Noah could open that thing if he wanted to. I really don't. I'm Christian. He built that thing. He sure did. God put him in there. God shut through the door. I don't have no problem believing that there's a lot of folks, my friend, that tried to grab on.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem believing that. I believe there's men, women alike that's climbed trees as high as they could get. But you know what happened? Water kept coming.
Yeah.
Kept coming. I believe they no doubt were some good swimmers. They could swim from here to y'all. But do you know what? The waters was upon the face of the earth for 1 year. They wouldn't have made it. Didn't have nothing either. Think about it. Think about it. Well, preachers, you're making out like the door's fixing to be shut. I'm going to say this on you. It might wear a little bit. This might be the time, my friend, that the Lord says, get on the ark. Preacher, we ain't seen no ark, the ark of safety.
Yeah.
Get in the church. And I ain't talking about being a member of Mountain View Baptist Church. Get in the church. Thank God. You get in the church, my friend, you're going to feel safe. You know that? You're going to feel safe. You're going to think, my friend, that you've done gone to hell. Yes, you are. You'll think you done died, my friend, and everything's right. That's exactly what you're thinking. Exactly how it feels. Everything's new. Old finances have passed away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's new. You're in a new day. Live it. Thank God in a new world. Since the Lord saved me. Most of you know, quite a few of you know,
I got saved on Wednesday night. And there wasn't one person at that church that I went to school with. Not one. And before I left church, that night before we got out of the parking lot, the devil told me, he said, "Now, you done told the church that you were saved, and you ain't got to tell nobody else." And I agreed with him. I said, "You're right. You're right. I don't have to tell nobody else. Done told the church." Got up the next morning, go to school on Thursday. Now, I'm going to tell you how it happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. I don't know altogether all of it works. I don't. I was a new creature in Christ. I didn't know what I was. I didn't know what I had. But I know something, thank God, it changed. Something.
Yeah.
Brethren, had changed in my life. We lived about 2 miles from school. I go to school with my neighbor. One of my best friends. We got in the car, and when we got in the car and sat down, the Lord started dealing with me. "You got to help. You got to help." And I sat down and hit him. Back out of the road, and there's a little bridge down there about 3 or 4 hundred yards. And before we crossed that little bridge, my friend, I done told him, I said, "Eddie, the Lord saved me." The devil said, "You messed up."
Yeah.
Exactly what he said. "You messed up." Do you know what? I didn't believe it.
Amen.
I didn't believe it. It felt good to tell it. It did. It felt good. That ain't all, folks. That ain't all. I don't remember everything that happened that Thursday. Them old boys I run around with. We gathered around. We had a place we gathered around and break. And I went and gathered one time.
Yeah.
You know what? Something wasn't right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wednesday, it was okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And it's okay with me on Wednesday. Yeah. I was all right. But I'm going to tell you, Thursday come around, we're talking and doing the very same things. And it's like you're cutting it.
Yeah.
The Lord said, "You don't belong here." You know what I done? I separated.
Yeah.
I walked away. Yes, sir. I walked. Why, preacher, you done that on the first day? Had to.
Yeah.
Had, you know what? I found out early on where my peace come from.
Yeah.
I did. I found out where my blessings come from. Rather than this on a bad journey, you just got to get on the right road. I don't know whether the Lord's like that with me. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. If you've ever known Him, if He's ever been yours, if you're one of His, thank God He'll take care of you, folks. I'm here to tell you. He'll be your study. He'll be your high tower. He'll be your rock. It ain't just in the day.
Go.
Y'all know